Started to walk across the room, and as he turned, Martell moved. His face stayed dead, expressionless, but he moved. He picked up a heavy wrench, followed him, and then as Roy reached for the switch, he hit him.
No!
I heard his skull go like a rotten pumpkin shell, and he went down. Then Martell picked up a hacksaw and... No, I don't want to remember the rest. It was too awful, too horrible.
Midnight, the witching hour when the night is darkest, our fears the strongest, and our strength at its lowest ebb. Midnight, when the graves gape open and death strikes. How? You'll learn the answer in just a minute in Terror Out of Space. And now, Murder at Midnight, Tales of Mystery and Terror by radio's masters of the macabre. Our story, which we prophesy will be long remembered as a classic, is by Robert Newman. A tale out of the news and out of man's deepest fears called Terror Out of Space.
Larkin! John! Can you hear me? Can you hear me? You've got to hear me. I haven't got much time. They'll be coming back in a few minutes and... John! Try and get this. Try and remember.
I sat up in bed, straining my ears, listening. The surf was rolling and pounding on the beach at the foot of the cliff. One of the dynamos was purring away next door in the experimentation shack. And that was all. Had I really heard anything, or had I just imagined it, dreamed it? I didn't know. All I knew was that I was in a cold sweat, shivering, even though it was a hot summer's night. But that wasn't surprising after what had happened. Just what had happened. Maybe I could get it all straight, fill in the gaps that had been bothering me if I went back over it again from the beginning. I hadn't wanted to before this. I'd fought against even thinking about it. But now... Now it was as if something was making me think about it.
That's right, John. Start way back, in the beginning. Then maybe you will remember. You've got to.
When was the beginning? When they assigned me here, I guess, miles from anywhere on the Jersey coast. I knew it was some kind of hush-hush project, and I'd been in the Army long enough not to ask questions. I had some ideas, though, and when I walked into administration and found Professor Martell there, I was pretty sure they were right.
Lieutenant Larkin reporting for duty, sir.
Hello, John. How are you?
Fine, Professor. Major.
Well, let's forget the Major. I've been trying to. I think the Army's a little sorry about the whole thing also.
Well, that's not the way I heard it. Some of the things you've worked out in the last few years was something. Quite a break, my getting assigned here.
You think it was an accident?
You mean you requested me?
Of course. What did I take you away from, by the way?
Oh, nothing very much. Straight communications, a little radar.
No chance to continue any of the research you started when you were at the university, huh?
No. Afraid I've gotten rusty?
Not really. But there are just going to be the three of us to do the bulk of the work. You, myself, and a chap named Roy Shields. He worked with Ramsey at Tech.
And what's the project? Something big?
I think so. We're going to try and establish radio contact with the moon.
What?
Theoretically, it shouldn't be too difficult, you know.
Of course. And with the progress we've made during the war, we... Well, Professor, it's terrific. One of the most exciting things I've ever heard of.
Think so?
Well, don't you? Don't you remember when we used to talk about it in the lab? What it would mean to the astronomers, the astrophysicists, measurements that they've never even been able to take before?
Yes, John, I remember.
Well, then?
I don't know. Somehow it